Spectroscopic diagnostics of the mid-infrared features of the dark globule, DC 314.8-5.1, with the Spitzer Space Telescope, by E. Kosmachevsky et al. We present an analysis of the mid-infrared spectra, obtained from the Spitzer Space Telescope, of the dark globule, DC 314.8-5.1, which is at the onset of low-mass star formation. The target has a serendipitous association with a B-type field star, which illuminates a reflection nebula in the cloud. We focus on the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon, PAR, emission features prevalent throughout the mid-infrared range. The analysis of the spectra with the PAHFIT software as well as PIPAR-HDB package, shows that, I, the intensities of PAR features decrease over distance from the ionizing star toward the cloud center, some however showing a saturation at larger distances. E. The relative intensities of the 6.2 and 8.6 features with respect to the 11.2 feature remain high throughout the globule, suggesting a larger cation to neutral PAR ratio than the one following from our estimate of the ionization parameter. The breakdown from PIPAR-HDB confirms a high ionized fraction within the cloud. E. The PIPAR-HDB results display a decrease in large PAR fraction with increased distance from HD 130,079, as well as a statistically significant correlation between the large size fraction and the ionized fraction across the globule. IV. The 7.7 PAR feature displays a peak nearer to 7.8, suggesting a less processed PAR population. V. The H2S, 0, line is detected at larger distances from the ionizing star. All in all, our results suggest divergent physical conditions within the quiescent cloud DC 314.8-5.1 as compared to molecular clouds with ongoing star formation. This was Spectroscopic Diagnostics of the Mid-Infrared Features of the Dark Globule, DC 314.8-5.1, with the Spitzer Space Telescope, by E. Kosmachevsky et al.